Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on what's trending. Well, opening day to tomorrow out at Kauffman Stadium as the Royals take on the Twins. We'll be outside Gate D tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Be hanging out there. We're expecting to have J.J. Piccolo stop by, Ryan LaFever, Josh Vernier. Who knows who else may stop by as well. Don't forget, first 30,000 at the gate tomorrow. Get that Bobby Witt Jr. bobblehead. And they sent out just their schedule and everything and plan for tomorrow. Parking lots open at the K at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Stadium gates open at noon. They have some pregame concert at 1 o'clock, 2:30 pregame ceremony. Then at 3:10, first pitch right here on 610 Sports Radio. Of course, Vern's On Deck show is earlier than that. He's on at 2 o'clock right after us.
If you're unable to get there, maybe I'll put mine in the Cody and Gold garage sale.
There you go.
I mean, I can only have so many bobbleheads in my house. I'm not going
to
hold on to 800
of them. I'm getting to that point where it's like, okay, I got to phase out the ones that I really am like,
I literally only have like three, but that feels like enough for me.
Yeah.
I have the Talking Rusty Kuntz one, an important one, I would say.
Yeah.
I had a Bo Jackson one, but my kids broke it. And I have Bobby Witt Jr. from Northwest Arkansas that somebody had given me from a bobblehead that they gave away last year. So who knows? One way or the other. Next up on What's Trending, Shohei Ohtani's reps denied comment yesterday. He was asked whether or not who they were going to be reporting the Ipe theft to. Is obviously referring to the money that they've alleged Ipe stole from Shohei Ohtani. The part about this, they can't dodge this stuff forever. I understand you can't make everything public because it's a criminal investigation. But what they were asking is, criminal to who? To which authorities are you reporting this crime? They did not choose to give an answer to that yesterday.
Yeah, again, it adds more questions. You know, it's just like, you mentioned that this guy stole money from you. So did you report it to anybody? Well, we can't answer that. That's, to me, not even that detailed of a question. Can you not say that your lawyers handed over information to the FBI or to local law enforcement or anything? I just, whatever. That's why it's just bizarre. And that's why people are going to continue to speculate until we get firm details, which could be months from now, if not longer. Next up on What's Trending, if there was any question about the future of John Calipari at Kentucky, that could be put to rest at least for the next 12 months or so, as it was announced yesterday that he will be back at Kentucky as their men's basketball coach. Remember, if they would have moved on from him, there would have been $33 million to buy him out. There was some offset language in there, so if he would have taken another job, they wouldn't have had to pay the full 33, but that's essentially the dollar amount it would have taken. And I think, if anything, it's pretty clear if Coach Cal next year has a really disappointing regular season or is out on the first weekend again, then he's done. Like, next year, it's weird. Like, we talk about expectations at big programs anyway. For him, he might have to make it to the Elite Eight or Final Four next year to keep his job.
Yeah,
that's
maybe
where we're at.
I mean, also, that's the standard set at Kentucky versus
not if you miss it one programs. Year. But if he doesn't do it next year, it'll be five straight years, I think, without going out of the first weekend.
It's like getting one of those lifetime contracts like Bill Self's got right after he won that second national championship. Next up on What's Trending, the Rams to sign former All-Pro cornerback Tre'Davious White to a one-year deal. That was one of two moves I think that people were interested in the NFL yesterday. The other one was that Cordarrelle Patterson went to the Steelers right after it was announced that they changed the kickoff rules. And what is he? Great at kickoffs. So it kind of felt like they went after a guy yesterday that might have helped them immediately in that department.
And
I don't mind that move for Tre'Davious White. Seems like a decent one for the Rams.
Yeah, we'll take a little flyer, see what happens. The next up on What's Trending, the NCAA officially announcing today that they are seeking a countrywide ban on player prop bets. So for those that aren't familiar, with any sport, just about, you can bet on, hey, is someone going to have over under 5.5 points, 20.5 points, whatever. College athletes in some states, you're not allowed to do that already. Kansas is a state where you can bet on, you know, Hunter Dickinson over 15.5 points.
Sure.
In Ohio, it's already banned. The NCAA wants to ban it across the country. This comes on the heels of more and more stories coming out. Not with the Jontay Porter thing. The issue is more threats to players. This might surprise you when I say
college athletes.
This might surprise you for me to say this to someone that is obviously very much pro sports betting. I kind of get it. Now, the NCAA is the wrong group to do this because the NCAA is claiming they're protecting players. They don't give a damn about the players. The NCAA is a joke of an organization.
They just don't get any kickback on
it. But the actual idea of why maybe college athletes or prop bets shouldn't be around, I actually am not ultra against that not being allowed. That probably surprises some of you. I also really don't bet on player props for college sports the way I do for pro sports. And the fact that other states already don't allow it. It's not like this crazy thought process to get rid of it. So
I think my bigger concern, the threats for one, but my bigger concern is the Jonte thing to a point where they make a small enough amount of money in NIL that you could still choose to get to someone in that scenario versus when we talk about these professional sports, you got to find so few people who make so little money to do it. Lastly, on what training? Speaking of college athletes, Caitlin Clark, Ice Cube has offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to play in his 3-on-3 league, the big 3 league, as you know, he announced today. He said that he was trying to keep it secret because he knows she's busy in the NCAA tournament, but word got out that he'd offered her $5 million to play in the league. I guess the question was, could she do both? Could she both play in the WNBA and also take the $5 million from Ice Cube to play in the Big 3 League? Look, I don't blame them for offering. She's one of the biggest stars in sports right now.
Oh, and they want their name attached. I mean, even this story coming out is good news for the Big 3.
When's the last time we said the Big 3 on the show?
Exactly.
But, also, $5 million for that is the amount of money that WNBA players get is terrible.
Yeah, now she's going to, because already endorsements.
Sponsorships will take care of her.
So she's going to make way more than the normal NBA, or excuse me, the normal WNBA player. But yeah, I don't know. Could you ask, can they do both?
Because it's during the summertime, their season. I think it would be
tough. I don't know. I mean, if I was at the WNBA, on one hand, you're like, oh, it's good to have her more visible. It's still good for our league. But on the other hand, you're like, wait, we're signing you to a contract. We're committing to you. Or do we want you playing year round? Is that going to hurt your health?
But think about from the WNBA's perspectives. She's up there against former NBA players, current NBA players.
Visibility.
The visibility, I actually think it brings more visibility to the WNBA, Caitlin Clark, and the Big 3 because she's playing against men. People will be like, let's see how she handles herself against, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just,
I don't even know if it's
people will pay attention to that.
I don't even know if it's a gender thing. Like, I think a lot of it would just be year round, she would be front and center, you know, and so the visibility aspect to that, maybe there are some people that would view her differently, I guess, if she was going and dominating on the Big 3. I don't know.
I think that people will look at that.
I mean, some people recently are upset with her anyway. It's ridiculous.
Why? Because she said what'd she say? Shut the F up?
I don't know these, but people in the last 48 hours.
It's because she was going after refs, I think, in the...
She's a competitor during the game. It was Patrick Mahomes. By the way, Patrick Mahomes.
I've never seen a...
Never seen Patrick Mahomes do that, ever. Right. No.
And as you've said, Gold, multiple times, every single NBA player, as soon as a foul's called, there's, you know, oh, we got to go back and review it. It wasn't a foul.
They're
all doing it. Everybody
has a problem with that. That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Don't forget, though, even though we had some technical difficulties earlier, Rally House is the place to go for all your Royals gear for opening day. So we appreciate Rally House, and hopefully we'll be back out there soon. But Rally House has every jersey, and even the ones that you don't see on display, they do all the customization there too. So whether it's you want your name on the back, or hey, maybe you didn't see a Reagan's jersey and you want a Reagan's jersey for opening day, they have in-house customization on the jerseys. We saw the machine right next to us when we were out there at the Independence location.
We are sorry that we weren't there today, or we were there but then had to leave due to technical difficulties. I did bring some of the Cody and Gold shirts. I managed to give some of them away to a couple of listeners who were just showing up before we left. I'll try to bring a few more out to the K tomorrow. Speaking of college athletes, I missed this story yesterday. We were talking about Diddy. It's a former Syracuse basketball player that's maybe his drug mule.
Allegedly,
The quote tweet, the reason why I saw it is the quote tweet. It said, you know, the original story from Complex Sports said Diddy's accused drug mule is alleged former Syracuse basketball player Brendan Paul. He was arrested on cocaine and marijuana possession and charges in Miami. The quote tweet was there are over 380,000 student athletes, and most of them go pro in something other than sports. And I was just like, oh my God.
We got off the show yesterday, and so TMZ put out the mugshot of this guy, and I quote tweeted it as well, because somebody else mentioned it to me, and they're like, is that the Syracuse player? And then I you can obviously we used to play college basketball. He can you can easily look up
his photo
and like that's the same dude. And then everybody caught up. You know, everybody picked up on it. And now it's just pretty much confirmed that at least that's the guy. We don't he hasn't been proven guilty, but that's the guy they arrested. I would love the story
from
there.
Syracuse basketball player to Diddy's drug mule in like. How many years?
I don't know. He played at Syracuse for a year or something. Then he transferred to a different program. But yes, the story of how he got connected to Diddy and became allegedly his drug mule. I do want to know the story on that. You're right.
I think I would read a book on that or listen to a podcast or whatever, you know?
I think so.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of documentary.
I think there'll be plenty of documentaries on this whole situation. Right now, which he still, nothing's happened yet, I guess.
He called it a gross abuse of military-like force yesterday. Yeah. That was
TMZ's everywhere because I saw they already put out the video. Somebody got into his house, besides law enforcement, and there's video of how ransacked it looks, you know, because, it's the FBI. They're not exactly folding your clothes and tucking it back in, you know what I mean, and making your bed for you. You know, they went in to find stuff, and so, like, his place was just a complete mess.
I've seen those. I've almost considered those for random questions before because they'll be like, this is a question I've seen on, like, Reddit, right? And it said, all right, you have to hide a paperclip, like, in my house, right? I got to hide a paperclip in my house, and they're going to look for it for 24 straight hours just like this.
Yeah, they're going to find it.
Do you think you could hide it in a place where they wouldn't find
it? No.
24 hours, they're tearing your house apart. Let's say you get $100 million if they don't find the paperclip.
And they know what they're looking for?
They know they're looking for a paperclip.
They're going to find it.
Damn, you don't think I can hide a paperclip?
They had like 30 law enforcement agents from Homeland Security going through his house. So imagine if they were just going through your house, which in this scenario was about 10,000 square feet smaller.
But I couldn't,
they're
going to
find it. You know what I mean?
So I couldn't like hide it on the inside of the bottom part of a light bulb, undo the bottom part of the light bulb, roll it up inside of there, put it back on, put it back into the thing. Like, think about the clever ways in which you could hide.
You don't think they've seen and heard of someone trying to hide drugs? Like, you know what I mean? Like, in this scenario,
24 hours. I mean, 24 hours is a long time to be digging through literally everything in my house.
For a paperclip,
like, we're talking about a paperclip here. Obviously, drugs, they can bring in dogs and smell it. But I get what you're saying. I think they would find it, man. I think if they really wanted to, if they knew it was a paperclip the whole time, they would know it would obviously be in a small area. They wouldn't, you know what I mean? They're not going to just...
You're not going to leave it out in the
It's not going to just be right under your pillow, just chilling there. You know what I mean?
No, but I mean, they still have to check. They got to check all the obvious places.
Someone says, drop
the
paperclip down a drain and retrieve it with a magnet later.
I assume that's the first place they're going to check. Drains? Maybe you could like hollow out like a tile in your bathroom and then regrout it and hide it. But could you make the grout match? That's too obvious. Underneath a toilet, inside the wax ring of a toilet? They're going to pull up every toilet? I think I could hide it. I think I could get the paperclip.
How long do you have to hide it?
This hypothetical is tough because we know, like in this one, we have to act like the paperclip's the most valuable thing in the world because obviously they're not.
Their job is to come in to find this paperclip.
They need that because somehow that connects you to something. You know,
stops a nuclear weapon from going off. It doesn't matter, right?
They would find it.
Man,
they would find it.
I mean, if it was that, yes.
While we're talking about just random current events and things like that, someone did win the Mega Millions last night, so it was none of us on the show, as none of us reside in New Jersey, unless you had someone in Jersey buy you the ticket and they agreed to give you the ticket. Somebody in New Jersey won the over $1 billion jackpot.
Must be nice. It's 900 for Powerball.
That's
so
tonight.
I'm back.
Powerball's tonight.
Oh, so I got to go buy one today? Oh, man.
The Powerball is tonight. Let's see. It is 865 mil. Cash value, 416 million.
So it says, okay, Cody, you hide it. Select a team of listeners to ransack your house.
Yeah, let's go. We'll have that live streaming. People would watch.
I don't want people to rant. Is there a prize at the end of this? That was the hypothetical I was giving before.
If they find it, I would say, yeah.
Okay. I mean, is there a reward for me for someone just trashing my house? I really think I could. I think I could do it.
Someone says maybe they can help my wife find her keys that she loses all the time.
I never lose my keys. That is not a problem for me.
Hasn't been. I know that. I think it's harder now to lose your keys than it was 20 years ago.
Why?
Because now every newer car has much bigger
key
fobs and stuff. Mm. Yeah. I think before it was probably easier when it was truly just a key.
Yeah.
And now it's a whole fob. It's a little harder to lose. And we got air tags now. You know, you put the air tag on the fob as well on top of it.
Ooh, interesting. I don't have an AirTag on mine.
The battery went dead on my AirTag, so I don't have it right now. Like so I don't have it.
I've never done that, but I also don't lose my keys. Yeah. So I guess someone says they'd slide the paperclip under the roof tile. That's a good one. It's a lot of roof tiles. They got to take apart your whole roof? I really think there might be a way to hide it. Man, I should have made this a random question forever ago. I considered it.
You're good. Someone else did say there's a $50,000 ticket going back to the Mega Millions sold in the Northland that's still unclaimed, expires tomorrow.
I usually check mine. I don't feel like
somebody in the Northland
winning $50,000.
They probably threw away. Let's be honest. Made it to this deadline and it has to be claimed tomorrow, that person probably threw away the ticket, don't you think?
I don't think lottery tickets should expire. If I find it 10 years from now, I should still get my $50,000. Hold me liable for, I won it.
Well, they want to close it out probably and move on.
That's
whatever.
A long time, though.
What is it, a year?
I don't know. I haven't been in that spot before where it actually matters. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not aware. But that just, to me, they probably threw away the ticket. They thought it was a losing ticket.
Oh, man, and it was at a Quick Trip. That's where I buy my lottery tickets. Hold on, wait a second.
Expires tomorrow.
Do you think I lost?
But see, you would have already thrown it away. You don't just have random lottery tickets hanging out around your house, do you?
Paywall, just to read this story. This is an unimportant story.
But wait, it's your lucky day. Just for you only, it's 99 cents.
Nope, they actually offered me
really?
The free 48 hours.
Wow, even better.
You know exactly where I'm at. They'd like to know if I'm a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or other. I'm going to go with other.
What side are you on?
The Star.
Okay.
They made you take a survey in order to get it. Check your ticket. Okay, so
So which box did you check?
I said I clicked other.
Oh, okay.
By the way, what's... I'm my own religion. Or no, wait. Not even religion. I don't know what we're talking about.
That's a whole other conversation.
Political affiliation. Yeah. Check your tickets, Kansas City. It said a 50,000 ticket was purchased in Kansas City's Northland in September at a Quick Trip off of Northwest at 90th Street in Kansas City North. I didn't go that far. It's fine.
So now we can officially say it's not
me.
You.
It's not me.
There was still part of us that thought it was you, but now 100%. 100%.
Not me.
Okay.
That could have been, we could have had some fun with the show fund if it turned out
be no show fund.
50 grand? It's only $50,000.
But you wouldn't put that money in the show fund?
No, but we could put
because it's only $50,000. It's less than that. It's like $25,000.
That amount.
It's enough for you to maybe pay off some debt or go on a nice vacation. That's all that's doing for you. It's not changing your life necessarily.
No. I mean, it changed enough. If someone was just $50,000 changed my life.
But again, it's not $50,000.
I'd have to keep
it's $25,000.
I'd still have to keep showing up to this job and stuff. Yeah.
All 32.
All right. Let's
suggestions are getting increasingly weird for the paperclip.
Yeah. Yep. Let's get to all 32. The Dallas Cowboys. It sure seemed like when the season ended that Dak Prescott was in line for an extension that was going to, based on market value, pay like $60 million on average per year, which I know some people will say, well, that's just absurd. But that's what the market rate would have been. Now, some of the comments out of Dallas, Jerry Jones, they're not giving him an extension. They're going to play this thing out, barring something seriously shifting. It's been a weird offseason in Dallas. Not only did they retain McCarthy, they haven't really done a whole lot. They lost Tony Pollard, Michael Gallup, which is fine, but they really haven't done a whole lot down there. Lane Vander Esch, they cut. He's now retired.
Yep.
They're just going to let Dak play out the final year of his contract? At that point, and I agree with Rob. Rob Brennan yesterday, I was driving around, mentioned this. He's like, well, at that point,
trade him.
Start thinking about trading and just start trade Lance. Problem is, Jerry Jones is old and is running out of time to win a Super Bowl and is not going to reset the team when they do have a ton of talent on the roster.
Sure, but if you, again, you could still pay him at the end of this thing. No one is claiming that that's the case. But if you're already, my stance on this is always your confidence quarterback. If you're already wavering, then he shouldn't be your quarterback. You should be sure before you hand someone $60 million dollars a year versus this. And if some other team would be, let's say the Denver Broncos, want to start Dak Prescott because they're sick of not having a quarterback and they're willing to trade again for a quarterback. But
pay another quarterback $60 million?
Maybe. At least Dak, more likely to have success there than they did with Russell Wilson.
That was what was on. They told Jerry Jones, write the name of the quarterback you are most confident in. He just couldn't quite.
Yeah, the scribbles.
He couldn't quite do it.
Mm-hmm. That's
Look,
right.
I'm assuming that if that's the case, then he's going to play somewhere else and it'll be like Kirk Cousins. He can go get some 4-year deal for a massive stack of cash for the best team that doesn't have a quarterback. That's what the Falcons were, right? Best team that didn't have a quarterback. On the NFL end, Andrew Berry, who people really like and has done a nice job for the Browns, with the exception being the Deshaun Watson deal. I will continue to point out.
I think that was a hassle.
I think so too, but it's still a mess. He had pointed out something that I just think is objectively not true in the NFL. This is where sometimes I think there's a difference between, you're like, hey, every GM knows more about football than you. And I'm like, do they? Andrew Berry on the Jerry Jeudy extension, quote, the best teams are always proactive. As in having to sign a player before the case? How do the Broncos feel about it? They're one of the best teams. They're real proactive in giving Russell Wilson that contract. I actually think it's the opposite of that. Very rarely. You know who else was proactive? The Cowboys on Ezekiel Elliott. You do not have to pay players before you have to pay them if you don't want to. The Giants were proactive on Daniel Jones. I actually think being proactive in the NFL specifically is a mess. I think in the NBA, I think in baseball, it can work. I think in the NFL, screw being proactive. You're better paying the tax of, oops, they actually are really good a year later.
It's like, normal, like the word choice is interesting to me. Just being proactive is fine, even in the NFL. The issue is if you are bettering your team in a significant way every offseason, like you feel like that's how you have to do it through free agency or the trade.
He says they should be proactive as opposed to reactionary to market dynamics.
Yeah. So again, I don't actually, that sentence I don't disagree with. The problem is if you mean, hey, every offseason we need to overspend in free agency, and because free agency, everybody overspends in free agency, unless you're the Chiefs with Hollywood Brown, is a great deal. Trade market, those are cheap ways to acquire players. The draft is how you build sustained success. It's why the Chiefs are where they're at in a dynasty, not because they consistently make great free agent signings. Yeah, they've made calculated signings, Mike Edwards, Drew Tranquil over the last year. Those were big time decisions, but they're not going out there every offseason handing out $80 million contracts to free agents. No, they're going to do that to their in-house guys. Yeah. Chris Jones, because they drafted him. Patrick Mahomes, because they drafted him. Travis Kelce, they drafted him. Trent McDuffie, they drafted him. Like, we can keep going. That's how you have sustained success, not trying to feel like you got to make your team way better only through free agency, which is what the Browns sounds like think you have to do, I think they do have a good roster, though, in Cleveland.
I do. Speaking of wide receivers, by the way, Josh Reynolds, 2 years, $14 million with the Denver Broncos.
Sure, that's your guy. Josh Reynolds off the board.
Ah, it's a bummer. The Chiefs couldn't get him. 2 years, 14. I think that was... I want to say
this is where we now all say Drew never wanted him. He sucks. Is where fans
overrated.
Never needed him in Kansas City. You know,
I guess I guess we'll find out.
No.
Whatever reason has 150 combined yards against the Chiefs next year, I'll just throw my hands
between
up.
Two games or like in one game.
Between two games, if he has 150 yards in two games,
but the Broncos lose both of them.
They have 700 yards combined between.
If they lose both of them,
yeah,
we lose our quarterback, JJ McCarthy. They lose them both.
What do you got?
Brian Daboll is going. He said he's thinking about going back to play calling full time. Did it a little bit, and he said he referenced that it's what a lot of people seem to be doing now. And I think this is something he needed to have been doing.
Where's Mike Kafka go?
Well, he's still going to be the OC, but Dable's saying I think I'm taking over play calling, which I think, I'll be honest,
Kafka should have left.
That's hot seat stuff.
Kafka should have left.
Yep. I think it's something that Daboll should have been doing, because you see it as a trend in the NFL where you look at Zach Taylor does it, Andy Reid does it, Shane Steichen does it. I think if you're an offensive, if you were an OC and you become a head coach, I think you should be calling the plays. I know it's a little bit controversial with the whole OC still being their thing, but I think you need to be the one calling the plays because it's what got you to be a head coach.
Yeah, so I agree with you fundamentally that if I'm an offensive-minded guy and I get a head coaching gig, I should be calling the plays. However, what's unique about that spot is everybody praised the Giants a year ago, not this past year, but a year ago, because of what Kafka was able to do and able with Daniel Jones. That's why Daniel Jones got the contract. And so now what you said, though, Cody, probably is correct, which is Daboll knows this year is it for him. He's got to get back to the playoffs.
Yep.
And so he's like, hey, if my job's on the line, I'm gonna have full reign, which I understand and I get that. But yeah, if you're Kafka, you were getting considered at one point maybe for, you know, head coach gigs, and now you're just an OC not calling plays. I would have got out.
I would have too.
Yeah, it's sketchy. Well, plus the Giants, not to say that they're not going to draft a quarterback, but they're meeting with Jaden Daniels. They have four quarterbacks on the roster right now. I think
Patriots reportedly had 11 people out to scout Jaden Daniels today in his pro day. They said the whole damn staff to
smoke screen. They actually hate the guy. Is that the reverse psychology we're going
always.
With? They actually don't like him at all.
That's gonna be the smoke.
Who do they not
up.
Send to go? Who do they not send staff to yesterday?
That's zero people to go watch Drake May.
That's who they're drafting.
Yeah. I wonder if the Chiefs were there in any capacity to watch Brian Thomas Jr.
Could be. I'm assuming the Chiefs send somebody to every major college.
It's so weird, though, because the Chiefs are going to draft somebody, and we're going to find out, oh, yeah, I actually never talked to the Chiefs. They never really were interested. So that's the kind of stuff that happens every year. Yeah. Well, actually, I never even talked to Patrick Mahomes, but they drafted me.
So guess they liked me. Sometimes, you know what it is, you need to know more. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you look at it and you're like, that's good no matter what. I think that's the truth of it. I don't think it's always smokescreen. I think sometimes you don't need to keep watching tape on Brian Thomas Jr. because you're like, he's the goods. We're good there. Let's look at some other players we're not as sure about who might not be there.
All right, coming up next, we'll get to the random question of the day and a question that was dodged by Andy Reid. I don't think it's a big deal at all.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Random question of the day coming up in 10 minutes or so. Also, in the 1 o'clock hour, get to a little update the Royals put out today in regards to the stadium project. We all know question one in Jackson County, election day is next Tuesday. And there had been some, I think, issue that some people had taken with the plans of Oak Street and what
including
they're going
to the mayor,
including the mayor, Quentin Lucas, yesterday. And that's prompted the Royals to reconsider and now adjust their plan for what they are going to do on Oak Street, which is not close it anymore in their stadium ballpark district portion of the design. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show today.
I just don't. When we get to that, I can just tell already I'm going to be annoyed based on the reaction to what seemed like something that people want to change. But that's fine. Let's talk about Andy Reid for a minute and his dodging of a particular question, because I find it fascinating because I don't understand this. Andy Reid was asked about Dynasty Talk, and this was his response.
It's up to you guys to do the Dynasty thing. I'm back to training camp and kind of the meat and potatoes of the thing, and so that's where I go. I just make sure the guys come back in shape and we're ready to roll. But that's kind of what the part that we'll control there, and make sure the guys build a nice foundation up at training camp.
So,
I mean, they are a dynasty, though, so we don't even need him to confirm it. They are
why,
a dynasty.
But why avoid it? Why not just be like, yes, we're a dynasty? Does he not want to admit that until it's done? Do you think Andy Reid actually designing up training camp stuff and doesn't appreciate any of this?
I think this is just typical Andy Reid. He obviously knows they are a dynasty. He doesn't want to put anything out there ever. I mean, ever. Go back to...
Well, he's careful.
Whether he was in Kansas City or Philly. He doesn't want to put anything that anybody, as in his opponents, could potentially use as motivation. That's why he couldn't stand the whole Justin Reid thing a year ago.
He didn't like that. He made that pretty
Cincinnati. Clear. Like that clearly ticked him off. He doesn't want any, the way we always have fun with something that Jamar Chase says or something that Buffalo says in the Bills organization, and that provides motivation, and then the Chiefs, after they beat them, start talking about it because they all hear it. He doesn't want that to be them. And so I think that's just coach speak. They're obviously a dynasty. I don't need anybody to confirm that now.
I don't need Andy to confirm it. They've won three Super Bowls in five years. It's a wrap.
So it's weird that he's saying, like, oh, that's you guys for decide because it's already decided. But that's also just the line he gives with everything. That's his thing. Like, you know, whether it's about him individually, the organization, or Mahomes, like, hey, Andy, do you think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league? Well, I don't know. You guys got to decide that. We already know he's the best quarterback in the league. I mean, that's just going to be his answer. That's his MO, and it works pretty damn well for him.
Sure, but I also just think if he's delusional enough to think that answering yes, we are a dynasty is going to be the reason why they win or lose, that's just not true.
No, I think it's just his philosophy. Like,
it is his philosophy.
Zeroed in on that, and that's what he does, and he's not changing.
I guess the question I have is, do you think he's already thinking about how he wants to handle training camp?
Of course.
Yes.
You think he's already locked in?
Yeah.
dialing up new stuff. He's waking up in the middle of the night, calling Pat at 3 a.m. I think Patrick talked about that.
I don't know if he's doing that, but
he said he used to. Patrick Mahomes has accused Andy Reid of calling him like 3:30 in the morning, asking about an offensive play.
In like February, though, or in March?
I mean, I don't know what time of year it was. It could be any time of year.
He's got a stack of note cards, just like Carrington's got a stack of paper that he always leaves in the studio like this. It's the same thing. He's already got it ready to go. What do we got?
Let me see it. I want to see what's... Why does Carrington always just have pieces of paper in here? Okay. Gates copy points. Got it. Mm-hmm.
Scribbles. Jerry Jones scribbles.
This says extension, kickoff, Christmas, Jonte Porter. Then
it's his show notes. It's just he doesn't take.
I'm not sure what that is. Maybe a straw.
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock.
Well, that's a 13. And then is that a football flying through the air?
It's like Jerry Jones scribbles. It's the same thing.
Do you think it's a football flying through the air?
It could be a lot of things.
Hold on. Let's see what else we got here.
That's a new segment. We try to decipher.
What are these other sketches? Oh, classic stuff. He drew the three-dimensional square. Mm. Oh, look, he made a cube, everybody. This is like middle school
scribbling. It's his notes and then I guess when he's on the air, you know?
Yeah, but some of the stuff I want to know. What is this, a can? What do you think, it's like a tennis ball can? What's your vibe on this? Oil? Like an old school oil can?
It's actually a napkin. That's silverware. You know, it's or tied like
paper,
up.
Oh!
It's tied up.
Okay. Then this just says...
Yeah, nobody listening can see what we're describing.
One piece of paper that says, can't believe. That's it. That's the only thing in the whole piece of paper.
We all have notes. The difference is he leaves his in here. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I'm just curious what's in here. That's all.
Okay. I will say this. I bet you Andy Reid does have like a notepad where it might be random stuff like that.
Sports radio people love a good legal pad.
That only Andy Reid knows what it means. Where there's a word that he writes on there and then it'll... I think that for Andy Reid too, not that he would say this, but... Or not that he doesn't appreciate it, but he's going to wait until he's done giving it everything he has to really fully appreciate that. And whatever's worked for him is worked for him, and he's not going to let... And I don't know if this is the way it's always been for him, even in the years that they haven't won the Super Bowl. But as soon as it's done, as soon as the season's done, whenever it is, I'm focused on the draft and doing what we need to do there. I'm ready for training camp, and it's a whole cycle. And that's just the way that he's been. I mean, he's a guy that... We've even mentioned, I think, before on the show, is what is he going to do after football? Like he lives, eats, and breathes it. Like he'll be involved in some way, shape, or form. Like he can't do it without the game.
Can I do one more page? Because I don't know what was going on this day in particular. This is on the same page, so I have to presume he was going through. Carrington was going through these thoughts in the same day. So first he had Justin Fields and a bunch of different teams they could play for, and Russell Wilson and a bunch of different teams he could play for. Then there's something circled that says that doesn't make him good. Right below that. Pick in Mario Kart. Next to that, IHOP or Waffle House. Next to that, do you always have to in China? Don't know what that means. Alex Smith circled. The only ones that are circled are the Mario Kart, Alex Smith, and that doesn't make him good. And then...
those are things he got to on the show, maybe. I think these are literally thoughts directly from his brain. And because he doesn't have... Because you and I...
That would explain why it looks like serial killer
handwriting. We have to talk things out. But he is just in his mind and he can just do it. So I think he's just...
He's like the Zodiac Killer's
He just
notes.
Writes whatever's on his mind. And then he crosses them off as he gets to them.
You think circled means they got to him?
Yep.
Got it. Okay, interesting. Interesting theory.
Oh, man, here. And we'll put these in the trash. Like...
Like you said, we'll put these in the trash. You didn't even put them back where they were.
I'll leave the notepad here, but the other stuff in the trash can so it's not making a mess like everybody else's workplace instead of just one person's, you know?
Oh, man. That's a good point. What do you mean? Is this a shared workspace?
It turns out it
is. Hey, we weren't even supposed to be in this workspace. We apologize if you came out to Rally House today to see the show. We had some technical difficulties, and instead we'll be there. If you're like, hey, I wanted to get a shirt, I was going to try to come say hi to you guys, we'll be outside Gate D at the K tomorrow for Royals opening day. So you can come out and say hi to us then.
Yes, looking forward to that. It's going to be a beautiful day, and we definitely hope to see some of you guys out there. We're going to have Vern on the show. We'll have JJ Piccolo on the show, Ryan Lefevre, and hopefully a special opening day with Cole Reagans on the bump.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew, over in the text line, 913-586-7610. Of course, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook. So if you wanted to actually see what those look like, you could go back and watch the video stream available on all those platforms to see what Carrington's handwriting looked like. But the question I have for you today is related to McDonald's. As in, would you be interested if it's available? According to this report, starting in 2026, at your local McDonald's, you'll be able to also get... a Krispy Kreme donut delivered that morning. It says it'll deliver it daily.
So fresh.
At least on that end. What's your interest level in a Krispy Kreme donut at McDonald's? I think if I want to get a donut, I'm not going to McDonald's. That's not the donut.
So I guess the real question, though, is would you have gone to Krispy Kreme? Not would you have gone to McDonald's for a donut, right?
I don't think Krispy Kreme are really drive-through. If I'm eating McDonald's,
Krispy Kreme has drive-thrus.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The one right up here on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Okay, so maybe I don't go to Krispy Kreme.
I haven't had a Krispy Kreme in
but there
donut
are,
in, I don't even know,
there's
months.
There's a Dunkin' near my house, or there's a new, like a place called Duck Donuts that does like individual ones where like dip in chocolate and powder. Like, if I'm going to get a donut, I'll go to a donut place, I think, is my point. Versus if I'm going to McDonald's, I don't also need a donut.
Yeah, like, I mean, if we're just saying, like, what's, is there better donuts out there? That's a whole different conversation. Obviously, Lamar's and, yeah.
My argument is, do you want to go to McDonald's and also get a donut?
So, normally, no. But now, if you tell me that I happen to be at McDonald's and I'm already getting a hash brown or something, which are still phenomenal from there.
They're too expensive.
I haven't paid attention to the...
Everything's
gone up in price.
It's just potatoes.
Yes. So are fries. But we eat them. So look, if you're telling me that I happen to be going through a McDonald's drive-thru for breakfast, and now in addition to my hash brown, that I can get a glazed donut, I might order it. Now, am I going out of my way? No, I think it's just a nice add-on purchase that you're going to get people that decide to do that. Krispy Kreme's been around for a while for a reason. People like Krispy Kreme donuts. The question is, does McDonald's try to innovate? You know, do they try to go with using the Krispy Kreme donut with one of their own products? Or are we just going to see just the Krispy Kreme, cream glazed donut? Or will we see a patty or a breakfast sandwich, but the glazed donut is the bun?
I do not.
Has that existed before?
Maybe.
I think that's existed somewhere. Maybe not at McDonald's. Dude, I mean, look, I'm not the healthiest person on the planet. I'm not trying to pretend that I am. But the idea of like eating essentially a sausage McMuffin, but instead of the English muffin, I'm just surrounding it by two Krispy Kreme glazed donuts. Makes me think I'd die. I think I'd die if I eat.
Well, I wouldn't.
I think that'd be the end of my life.
I'm not going to eat the sandwich that maybe is made out of the Krispy Kreme donut.
You're saying you get a hash brown and a donut.
If I happen to be going there anyway, now I'm more likely to do it. I haven't actually ordered a Krispy Kreme donut in probably 8 months. Like, I just drive by one every day. Just not something I'm not usually getting Lamar's donuts either. I mean, I just,
but you don't mind a donut.
Oh, absolutely.
You usually just get like the donuts, the like small.
Well, that's, I don't
here.
Even count
from, like,
I don't
a grocery
even,
store. Or whatever.
That's a donut,
but
though.
I don't really count that. That's just a convenience thing at a gas station. But plenty of times at Quick Trip, I've gotten the Long John, the chocolate maple bar or whatever they call it. So chocolate bar. So those are my favorite donuts. Actually,
I feel like
the Long John, which they only call
that's a great. That's a great donut.
Long John's great, and I found out that that's something we call it in the Midwest.
That's a Midwest, yeah.
Yeah, because when I was out in the mountain, Pacific Northwest, they're like, "What do you mean you eat a Long John?" They looked at me like it was crazy. They're like, "You mean just chocolate bar?" I'm like, "I guess, yes, they're the same thing."
Chocolate bar.
Chocolate bar makes you sound like Canadian.
That maybe is the Pacific Northwest. It's a little different up there.
Alternative names for Long John, according to Google.
Okay. Oh boy. Are you sure you're looking up donuts?
The first one is cream stick, chocolate bar, and maple bar. There you go. Said some might call it an eclair, but typically that would need to be a yeast risen donut. Yeah.
Aren't eclairs filled? Like it?
Yeah, some Long Johns are filled
some
too.
I like
the unfilled ones. I don't like the filled donuts, but.
If I want a donut, I think I'd like to go to a donut shop. I'm not particularly a fan of the Krispy Kreme donuts anyways. I like because there's too much I don't like
You don't like glazed donuts.
I don't mind glazed donuts, but if I had a choice, if I'm going to pay my money, I'm not going to get a glazed donut.
Wikipedia says some American in the Midwest also call this pastry a finger donut, and I've never heard that in my life. Have you ever heard anyone ever refer to that style of donut with that
finger donut?
Just letting you know the name.
Hmm.
Just because it has the hole in the middle? Is that what they're going for? But that's the definition they gave for
it. No, it's like a
long
finger.
John?
It's just a long oval shape, presumably. It doesn't have a hole in the middle because it's a
So you mean like
shaped
the
like,
Long John donut is also called...
Yes, the Long John is called a finger donut.
Okay.
Not the other one.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That's so much worse. Are you kidding?
Yes. That's what I thought he was saying, though.
No. I'm saying that's another name for a Long John, according to Wikipedia.
Someone says the... A lot of people go to McDonald's for coffee in the mornings. They can now grab a donut with it. It's perfect.
I don't want a donut from McDonald's, though.
But it's not really from McDonald's. It's a Krispy Kreme donut that they delivered to the location that morning. They're just Didn't Cinnabon partner up with Burger King? It's not much different. Cinnabon, like some of their products are available at Burger King, I think, in the mornings.
Someone says we're also more, some of us love Krispy Kreme due to the promotion from the Royals.
One of the best promotions ever. We want donuts.
Too bad Drew wasn't around for 12 hits equals one dozen donuts.
After the Royals games, Drew, there'd be lines out the doors.
Oh, I bet.
At 11 o'clock at night at a Krispy Kreme because the Royals just got 12 hits at a baseball game.
That would be insane.
Those were the days, you know?
I'm sure those employees hated the Royals.
Yes.
Someone said this more for the other people. Like, I live in the Northland, and there's not a Krispy Kreme anywhere near my house. It says, well, I don't want to drive to Kansas for a Krispy Kreme. Now I can just, if I can just get it at the McDonald's, it makes sense.
My guess is that's Krispy Kreme's thought, which is McDonald's obviously has, you know, a million locations. They don't have as many, and this allows them to get their product out there to more people.
So, there you go.
Someone says, hey, diabetic boys, you have derailed.
Diabetic boys.
This is McDonald's. This is random question of the day.
That's the question. And it's about donuts.
Are they calling us that? Or are they warning
they calling us?
About...
Oh, are they warning us of the future of, you know, type 2 diabetes?
Yes.
I mean, if you have a glazed donut, you have three or four every morning, yes, you're probably going to be in trouble. That's true.
Over time?
Yeah. Probably not a good thing.
Probably not going to be great. But, you know, right now, it's probably you know,
another day we'll do the donut debate text line on who has the best donuts. I don't know if we want to do it today, but another day, people are passionate about their choice.
There's a lot of people
about their spot or whatever.
So I'm spreading lies about Long John's. What's next? Oh, I see now. Oh boy, can't read the rest of that. I could, but
Long John's are Long John's, man.
I'm just letting you know what Wikipedia said. I grew up in Kansas City. Everyone I know calls them a Long John.
I agree.
That's
you remember Windchills back in the day?
By the way, the best donut in the city is at McLean's. I just want like a butter roll or that version. They're putting in McLean's up in the Northland.
Yeah. I still like it. Lamar's is probably the classic place.
That's like a local place. That's
McLean's or Lamar's.
Those places always have the best donuts.
Make them fresh.
These are going to be fresh too, you know? Delivered daily. To McDonald's.
Fresh relative. I mean, delivered daily, which helps. Mm. It's going to be filling up that dumpster. How many do you deliver? Is it until supplies last?
Well, they'll figure out, you know, they'll find out what location, you know, what the actual supply should be.
We did find it, by the way. It was KFC who did a chicken sandwich with a donut.
KFC?
But whose donut? See? Was it a Krispy Kreme donut?
Maybe they were testing with McDonald's. Let's see. It was... Oh, my God. Look at this.
Donut, chicken, sandwich.
I guess the argument is that it's like eating chicken. Well, think about it. People love chicken and waffles. There's a reason why that salty, sweet mix works.
But where do they get the donut from? I guess that's the key here.
I'm looking.
If they just started getting their own donuts on their, like, and did it themselves, it probably wasn't as good.
And isn't KFC the one that's doing like the cheetah now, like the pizza
It appears they were making their own donuts. It doesn't specify where the donut is from.
That's the problem.
Stick to what they do best, you know?
They don't do even chicken best. Are you kidding me? They do chicken like the 50th best out of all the chicken places.
Agreed.
The one thing they used to have that I love, they don't even do anymore, the potato wedges. Those things were amazing.
Mm.
Okay. Well, that's the random question of the day for you.
Thanks.
Just want to know whether you wanted donuts at McDonald's.
Don't worry. Tomorrow I've got another one that I just saw that another national chain is deciding to come out with a new product. And I thought it was an April Fool's joke, and it's not April Fool's yet, so it can't be. But it's a real thing, and I'm wondering why on earth anybody would ever want to purchase it. You'll have to wait till tomorrow for us to get to that.
Is this Trash of the Day?
A
preview for Trash of the Day tomorrow?
It might be Trash of the Day. I mean, I honestly, you always think that, there's no way someone would come up with this. But a corporation is selling it. And it's going to be readily available. Yep.
And you're saying you can't understand who it is would purchase this.
Yep. And it has to do with the hot dogs that we actually, not the ones we have in studio, but it has to do with hot dogs. And I'll just leave it at that. And how hot dogs are cooked. Let's leave it at that.
Intriguing.
Yep.
And look, we got a whole box of free hot dogs delivered to us.
Yeah, the folks over at Vienna Beef. Thanks for the pat. That's the new hot dog provider. The new hot dog provider of the Royals. And so they sent us a box in dry ice of some hot dogs and
all the fixings
buns
to make it Chicago style.
And since it's Chicago, there was no ketchup in the box.
Yes, that's correct. As most people in Chicago would think you are.
I'm still putting ketchup on the dog.
sacrilege to do it. The question, can I ask a backup random question? So this box that came with the hot dogs, Cole, can you put it on the camera for the people who might be watching? Yeah. It's a good size box, right? Like a standard size, about the size of Alex's chest, good size box. The instruction said, for Cody and Golden, for the drive. But inside the box exists two completely sealed packages of hot dogs, two sealed packages of buns, and then the fixins to make Chicago dogs. So like a jar of peppers or a jar, like an individual thing of mustard. How can we properly split this with the drive? It seems borderline impossible. I know I could take all the condiments because Gold won't use them, but I can't take some of the condiments and then leave them some of the, then I'd have an incomplete Chicago dog. And Gold and I don't want to crack open a package of hot dogs, individually repack them to take them home. I think we just keep the box. I think the drive gets none of it. They can look at the nice box, and you and I just split it.
You think we should just leave the box in here for
Vienna's them? Not going to know if the drive didn't get their half a hot dog.
Well, they will now.
And if you look, it says, attention, Cody and Gold, then / the drive, which means it was whose attention was to us first, right? And okay. It caught our attention first, so that's how this works.
I think they meant, hey, Cody and Gold, if you're interested, it's yours. And if you're not, no big deal. The drive can have
that's
it.
How I took it
that's
as well.
How I read the box. Mm-hmm. So are we cool to just take it then?
Let's just do that. Yeah.
Let's just chop it up. That seems easier, you know? That seems way, way, way easier.
All right, coming up next, we'll get to the 1 o'clock hour and one big shift the Chiefs will need on offense. And what does it look like? Plus, the NCAA announced they want to do something today, and it could have a huge impact on those of you that actually do like betting on the college basketball tournament.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.